Now it's time to find out what's going on in the NRL transfer market.
All right, Coach K, I think you've got some new news, some breaking news around these transfers.
Oh, I do, Jimmy, but just having a look at Martin Offia in his Wikipedia photo, he looks like a cool dude.
Did you see him on that? He was on the coverage of Super League, the grand final on the weekend, which was great to see. I wanted to, it reminded me of what a great person he is, but also what a great player as well.
So. Would he have the best try-scoring record in the history of rugby league?
No.
446 tries in 424 games.
Yeah, no, he hasn't. Have a look at a guy named Brian Bevan. Now, Brian Bevan was a spindly winger that couldn't get a game in Australia. He went across and played for Warrington. And I'm talking in the late 1940s, I think. He was balding, premature balding, the most unlikely-looking winger. What's his try-scoring record?
757 tries in 670 games.
I don't think he ever played for Australia.
He didn't.
He played almost exclusively at Warrington, didn't he? Did he play?
He did. Really only for Warrington, but... Yeah. He played 4 years for the Eastern Suburbs.
Oh,
1942. But he didn't score a try.
He didn't score a try.
In eight games, he did not score a try. Was it about Warrington? I don't know.
Brian Bevan. Yeah, the most unlikely looking, but he was an amazing rugby league player.
Machine. Yeah. Absolute machine.
Who's the third?
You're testing me here.
If Martin kept, they kept flashing up third highest try scorer in the history of the code. And I'm like, well, I know Brian Bevan's one. Who's number two? I'll look it up.
There you go.
You tell me about the transfer.
Let's get straight into it. So the Telegraph are reporting that Tau Tau Moga has agreed to terms of the Dragons on a one-year deal on Monday. Now, that's really just for depth. I mean, the poor guy hasn't caught a break from all his injuries.
Nah.
But it would have to be depth. He's only 27. The Bunnies had him for a bit. Didn't really play many games. I think he might have played, one or two games.
He burst onto the scene as an 18-year-old, did his ACL, and then did it another three times. So he did four ACLs.
Yeah, and it's hard to come back from that unless you're a superhuman freak like James Tedesco.
Yeah, that's right, first game.
Teddy's had, three ACL injuries?
No.
Two?
No. I think only the one, but it was his first game.
Yeah,
he's had other injuries, but I don't think they've been ACLs.
So Moggers played for the Roosters, Cowboys, Broncos, Knights, South, and now it looks like the Dragons. So 74 games all up, 23 tries. So the guy's still trying to make a career out of it. So Dragons fans, I don't know what you think about that, but certainly a depth signing there. Mark Nichols, he's re-signed until the end of 2023 for the Rabbitohs. Why this is interesting is because you look at his age. He's 31, I believe. South didn't want to offer Adam Reynolds a huge deal because they're worried about his age. And
so he was 31 as well.
Yeah, and his injury problems, Adam Reynolds. So it's quite controversial if you look at it that way. Well, you're giving Nichols a contract.
Yeah, he's 31. So when the season rolls around next year, Mark Nichols will be 32.
Right.
So he's 5th of January.
And he deserves another contract.
But you don't think 2 years?
Well, I'm unsure. I mean, you've played the game. Forwards, longevity, but probably more so. If a halfback gets injured, and we're talking a severe injury, you're not coming back from that at Adam Reynolds' age.
I think that's where you've hit the nail on the head. So that's where, you know, you've got a middle forward rotation. There might be eight middle forwards in your top 30.
Mm.
I'll check the balance on that. Might be seven or eight, right, in your top 30. There is 1.3 halfbacks. And if your halfback's getting $800,000, you know, that they need to be playing. If you're middle forward, like someone like Mark Nichols, what would you pay?
$350?
Oh, you're kidding.
$350?
No. He's topping out at $200, $250.
Mark Nichols?
Yeah. You say, Mark, go and get a job tomorrow that's going to pay you more than $200,000.
Yeah.
That's how you look at it.
He won't get that.
He won't get that. Mm. And so, say, Mark, you're a long-time retired. We love you here at the Rabbitohs. You're an important member of the team. You can see how popular he is with his teammates, and you'd get the sense that he's that type of professional that you need to have around any and all clubs. You say, mate, keep playing here for 2 years. We'll pay you 200 grand a year for the next 2 years. It would be almost impossible to walk into that anywhere else.
100%.
So there's your two motivating factors. You want to keep playing, and you're going to get paid better than you're going to get paid doing anything else. You're not the highest paid player in the club, and that's all right. Someone's got to be... Hey, I can speak from experience on that, Coach K.
He's tried his luck to form a consistent career in the NRL.
He's got that consistent career now.
He does. Right now he does. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so if you look, sure. I'm just looking at his games, right? 12 in 2012, 2, 5, 9, 12, and then went to the Rabbitohs. So 18 in 2018, he played 12, then 24, 19, and 27 this year. He's found consistency. He's just found at age 31.
There you go. It's all right. Cody Walker peaked a bit later too.
Absolutely.
It happens
and,
to some players.
And that absolutely it happens. But because they're a lower paid player, you can take the time. Look, it's not – and if he – and heaven forbid he gets a serious injury next year, it's not the end of the world. If Adam Reynolds got a serious injury next year, your whole season blows up.
That's right.
Just about.
100%, especially with the money that you've paid him.
Yep.
Sharkies fans, this one's for you. Lachlan Miller, he represented Australia in the Rugby Sevens. Now, he might get a start in the NRL with Cronulla. He's in deep negotiations with the Sharks. Probably a two-year deal is what they're reporting. 27-year-old, so he's still quite young. He was going to join the LA Giltiness.
Yes.
In the Major League Rugby competition in America. Coached by former Wallaby Stephen Hoyle. So he's a speedster. Good for the backline for the Sharks. Don't know how the game would necessarily translate, but if he's got the speed to burn, see how he goes in a preseason.
So here's what is he, train and trial?
At this stage.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Why not? And Fitzgibbon because, seems to like him.
Because think about this, rugby sevens has just gone away. Like, what's the biggest thing you need to do to rugby sevens? Travel. You haven't been able to do it for 2 years. So
yeah.
That's going to be the biggest challenge there.
For sure. Cowboys grand final playmaker Tamari Martin. Do you remember that name?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's making a comeback to rugby league, and he wants to get a contract with the Brisbane Broncos again. So at this stage, he hopes to win a contract with Wynnum in Brisbane and make his way into the Broncos system. So he had that issue. He had bleeding in the brain, which is why he had to take a step back from rugby league. But now it looks like he wants to make a return. And to be fair, if he didn't have that situation, I actually think he'd be a long-term Cowboys player. He was a good – he was solid.
Yeah, he had a bit of upside, didn't he, Tamari Martin? And if he didn't make it as an NRL player, could easily have been an extra in Home and Away. He's beautiful. Magnificent teeth, beautiful skin.
There you go, Will.
Yeah, anyway, thank you. You weren't looking at that?
No, okay. Well, I can't
maybe,
say I was, Jimmy.
Maybe it was just me.
maybe quite possibly it was. And just lastly, on the Dragons, we'll wrap it up here. Set to continue their recruitment blitz with Jack Gajewski. Looks like he might be heading over there too.
Mullumbimby Giants Junior, Jack Gajewski. There you go. Well done, Coach K. Another NRL transfer market update from you today. We've got to get to a break. Just before we do, Bulldog Bob says, Jimmy, I think the Bulldogs have signed at least one, if not two, marquee players for 2022. Definitely Addo Carr. And based on what he did in 2021, I would also consider Matt Burton as a marquee. Come on, 2022. Oh, I love you. Optimism, Bulldog Bob. Not sure that I share it. Stick around. Chris Nelson is going to give us a tip for racing over the weekend.